This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's a big day, no doubt about that. If I can take that 2-0 edge, that would be massive. I do think Jack's likely to win. I mean, he played college ball. I did not. He played high school ball. I did not. He played grade school ball. I did not. So we'll see. It's going to be a big challenge. We'll see how I do.
But they're putting you in, Coach.
Yeah. That's the right song to play. There's no question about that. It's the right song. What Fritz's best friend said when he called in our show yesterday, we'll get to that. The umpire, I didn't hear the whole interview. I heard only just small little chunks of it. He talked a lot to the afternoon show yesterday. Some of the notable things he said, we'll get to that. And, of course, phone calls on the Phillies, as detailed by Rhea in the update there. A brutal loss, brutal, by the Phillies last night, who went down in the bottom of the ninth with one out, two outs away from winning the game, and a three-run home run that's an inside-the-park variety to win a game. You got to. When is the last time that happened?
For the Phillies?
Phillies, 1940-something.
46. Against them?
Yeah.
And in Major League Baseball. Because Bobby Dernier did it for them.
Yeah, against the Giants.
In Major League Baseball, it was 2016 was last inside the park walk-off home run.
Wow.
And against the Phillies, it's the 40s.
Yeah, 46 so was the last time the Phillies lost that way.
That's 80 years since that's wild. The last time it happened against the Phillies.
Unbelievable.
All right, blame game. Where do you assign it? We actually have a Twitter poll question about that. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, who do you blame the most for last night's Phillies loss? Got four choices here. Choice A is Dave Dombrowski for the bullpen he's given Rob Thompson. Choice B is Rob Thompson not going to Kirkland in the ninth. Choice C is Romano not doing the job he's been paid about $10 million to do. And choice D are the Phillies hitters who were paid a lot more than $10 million and yet again scrimped their way to just a couple runs, in this case, three, not enough. Other poll question we have. I brought this up late in the program yesterday. Curious where you stand on this one. So for the competition today, me and Fritz, the question is, should I wave my arms to try to pump up the crowd in between at-bats in order to try to rattle Fritz in the baseball challenge, yes
100%.
Or no? You do think
I've
I should?
I've already voted.
Oh, I think yes. I agree with Rhea on this.
If things are going my way?
Yeah, if you're losing, you can't do it. If you're like 0 for 3 and he's, you know, striking you out, you got to rein it in. And
Jody, you heard when Ruben Amaro yesterday basically said don't, you know, essentially saying be a pro.
Yes.
You know.
And I agreed with
Ruben
on that.
Does he know you?
Also, does he realize what this is? You know,
I thought
we're
Ruben
not
had a
we're not
good
in Citizens Bank Park today, okay?
No, but I thought Ruben had a good grasp of the nuance of this competition, that it's not the Phillies against the Giants,
the
it's
nuance.
Joe versus Jack.
But James, you didn't
it.
See in Goff how laser focused I was. There's that argument, and I wasn't messing around. I wasn't joking. I wasn't talking smack in Goff. I mean, part of winning, I think, is focus. So. All right. Well,
I don't know. I saw that video. You might have been locked in. You were definitely needling the entire time.
No, I wasn't.
Lane two, lane six. Hold on. Where,
I'm a scorekeeper.
I know, but it is. It might be focused, but it also it definitely messed with him.
Okay. 215.
Did you go to the field this time to take videos like you did with the golf course?
I went to the field last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
To inspect it, to check it out. How's it looking?
Looks great.
Okay.
Looks like the camera field.
Nice.
That's what it looks like. So.
But so my thing, like,
we'd love to know what's not at the camera field.
You don't even have to hit. Like, every you don't other even field, have to I make think contact, right?
Technically, no, I don't. He's got to throw strikes.
I don't know.
But I expect to make contact.
Okay.
I mean, I do. Look, it'd be sad if I don't make any contact because it would be sad if he can't throw any strikes.
I thought you just expected to walk.
I'd like to walk a couple times. Look, I'll take four walks. If he wants to give me four walks, I'll take them.
Would you be happy with that? Yeah, would you come out of that feeling proud?
I would feel happy, but not as happy or as proud as I'd like to feel.
Okay.
I mean, of course you want to rope some base hits. But you also want to win, right?
2-0 is 2-0.
Yeah.
The most important thing is 2-0.
I mean, it's like Jalen says. I mean, you know,
the main thing.
You're not allowed to quote Jalen.
No, main thing's the main thing.
You're not allowed to quote Jalen.
And by the way, rents do every day. rents do every day.
You're not allowed.
And Devin, this is your fault. Stop you're the it. One that said 2 weeks ago I should embrace the Jalen thing. You said you might not remember. You said
I don't
it.
Even remember that.
Yeah, on a Friday show, you said late in the show something about me and Jalen. Yeah, rents do every day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, to use a word that was just used, I think I was needling you there.
All right, let's go to the phones on the Phils and more. 215-592-9494. Neil in Northeast Philly. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, I would probably with Fritz. I would play "In Your Head," you know, like over the loudspeaker several times.
Wow.
You know, "In Your Head,"
yeah.
"In Your Head," and really give it to him. You know, like and about Ruben about being professional. No, go do everything under the book to try to get Jack rattled. So
in your head.
Should I cranberries? Here?
What if they don't? They don't have that song ready, but I just sing it from home plate.
Just look at Jack and be like, Jack, I got something for you in your head.
Jody, he would freaking plunk me. He really would.
I would
take it.
I would pay to hear you sing "Zombie."
That would
yes,
be awesome.
I would pay good money for that.
Okay, Neil, I like your thought. All right, what do you got on the Phillies' loss last night, Neil?
Well, the first out of my time, I want to hear some of Rio's rants for so the third time to her because I say all of the above. You know, like Dombrowski 95%, Thompson wasn't. Go ahead, Rio.
No, that was Devin. No. Go ahead.
That was just a drop.
That was Devin's
heat. Well, anyway.
My bad, Neil. I didn't mean to totally throw you
think
off there.
Dombrowski, you got to blame 95% because, you know, look, Hoffman has like 23 saves, and by the way, they lead the East or so, you know, like in you know, the American League East over the Yankees, so.
Hoffman's been a huge loss, and Neil, if not for his meltdown in October, he probably would have been back, but he it's been a huge loss. I mean, he was outstanding. And, of course, the other thing is Strom was also outstanding last year. So, you know, Strom hasn't been that, and Hoffman hasn't been here. So it's been a double whammy. And then the Alvarado thing's a whole nother matter. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for Dombrowski to be like he was with the Red Sox. You know, he got Sale and Price and, like, actually make moves. And I think they definitely have to make moves with a reliever. And I would probably get another outfielder, too. And I don't care what Jody says or not. You know, I think bring up Crawford because he's a better option. Oh, and then also, what about putting a defensive replacement for Castellanos? How about that?
Yeah,
that one flew the coop. Yeah. You know, so. Yeah.
All right, Neil, excellent phone call, buddy. Appreciate it. By the way, Sixers won last night. Here's what you need to know. Sixers win. They beat the Grizz by a point. Edgecombe does not play again. Isn't that annoying, Rhea?
It's incredible.
I mean, really. Because in many ways, you're more excited. I think, I'll speak from my vantage point, more excited to watch these Summer League games than any Sixers game since around January.
Yeah. Looking forward
to
it.
Right? I mean, what do I care about a Sixers game in March when they're 15, 20, 25 games below 500? What do you care? So you actually have something you care to watch, and then Edgecombe don't play. But Broome played, second-round pick. Jhené Broome played. He struggled from the field. He was 3 of 11 from the field. 8 points. Now, he did get 12 rebounds. So he gives you a presence in there, but struggled from the field. Jody, I know you like the pick. I'm happy with that.
He not surprised by the line. He is a legitimate rebounder, certainly on the collegiate level, and I think he'll be the same on the NBA level.
And so, by the way, it's notable because the most notable thing so far in the Summer League is that there was a dramatic outplay of Edgecombe to Ace Bailey in the first game. Now, there's supposed to be, you know, part of the thing is Edgecombe is supposed to be better right now. That the whole idea of Ace Bailey was that he was going to be developmental and could.
Ceiling was higher.
Yeah, ceiling's higher and could surpass him, you know, year two, four, six, whatever. But out of the gate, it was non-competitive in the first game. That should be said.
When you're both coming in off a rookie season, stop one of your freshmen, you should be in the same spot. If you're not, that's the reason why Edgecombe went first. Because he'll be more ready to play day one. Well, guess what, everybody? Are we not going to believe that any of the freshmen who go into the NBA draft are not going to be ready for day one? Why do you cut more slack of one to the other?
Okay.
They've got the same number of years of experience, one, under their belt.
All right, so let's listen to Jack's friend. He got a buddy that called into our program yesterday. Sounds like he's a fan of our show. We appreciate that. His name is Tom. He said that he is Jack's best friend. And his perspective yesterday. And by the way, I like this. I appreciate.
Now, to be fair, self-proclaimed best friend. We have not verified this.
No clue. But it sounds like you knew Jack pretty well. Here's one of the things his buddy Tom said yesterday.
A little bit of a pickle right here. So I'm a dedicated morning listener.
I would root
for you in almost any competition, including Beat the Hammer.
Thank you, sir.
But I grew up with Jack, and we've been best friends for about 15 to 20 years at this point.
I considered that a great victory for me that his best friend didn't even necessarily know who he was going to root for. I mean, that's odd. It's a little odd.
A little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's your best friend.
I mean, how close are you?
We need to verify this.
Well, to be fair, it did sound like he knew who to root for. I think he was saying.
See, he called himself in a pickle.
Yeah, but I think his pickle was that he would normally root for you, but in this case, he's rooting for
very
Jack.
Simple, Seltzer. If he's
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
His best friend, there shouldn't be a pickle. If he's a good best friend. Or put another way, if Jack's a good best friend.
I think he was trying to be nice to you by saying he was a pickle.
Well, I'm just telling you, I was pleased to hear that. He also, and I was pleased to hear this as well, he also talked about, I mean, obviously the stakes for Jack with this one in particular are big.
I do think he's going to lock in.
Would you say, Tom, let me ask you this. Would you say that if he loses tomorrow, this one will hurt his soul the most?
Yes.
Should.
Yeah. That made me very happy. Just because I want that sense of pressure out there on Jack. I mean, much of what I've done is geared toward trying to lob it his way. So, look, we'll see. I mean, he's the college baseball scholarship athlete.
Here
obviously,
comes the lob.
Well, he should win. I mean, the reality is 69% of people yesterday said he's going to win. And I'm curious why you think he'll win if you think he'll win or why you think I'll win. But I
right and 60 what percent?
69.
So it's 70 because you said you think Jack will
yeah,
win.
Yeah, if you want to count my vote, sure.
Okay, yeah. It's 70%.
I mean, I think it's very clear that he should win baseball. I mean, he played a lot of baseball.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
Just don't get upset.
Well, the problem is, Devin, for him, it makes him nervous, too.
No, exactly.
As I sense
exactly,
it.
Exactly, because he played college baseball. You know, he's Jackie Baseball in the station.
Yeah. I just wish you guys could have seen Goff. I know, James, you saw the video.
Oh, I saw the video.
I saw the video.
Okay, so, Devin, you saw the four-minute meltdown?
I mean,
I don't mean the video.
Oh, no, no, not the one they put out. Devin, the video that didn't get out.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Oh. I haven't seen that. No.
Devin, buddy. The video they put out is nothing.
Who has that?
Jack, Tucker. From what I understand,
I have it. I can get it to you.
Please get it.
I made sure to get my own copy.
I have heard, Devin, there was some blockage of the video getting out.
Might have been some blockage. Might have been some.
To protect Jack's feelings.
I mean. Yeah, so, I haven't so seen just, it, but
so it's just, an all-time meltdown.
So I'll just ask those that say 69% he wins, like, just know there's something you haven't seen, and that's the guy you're going to back? All right, it's your choice. Hey, it's also your choice to call the show, and when you do, you can win a cool pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. They're going to be in town tomorrow at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's obviously in Camden, right across the river. Freedom Mortgage Pavilion to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Tickets starting at $30. Make sure you visit Ticketmaster.com. So here's how you win them today. Obviously, we have a unique showdown today, and a fairly big showdown. Is it Eagles-Patriots 2, Super Bowl 52? It is not, but it's a big one. Me and Jack today, a big-time showdown, and we hope you are there at Plymouth White Marsh High School to watch the festivities. It'll start at 12. My guess is it goes somewhere between 12:30 to 12:50, you know, depending on how long it lasts, we'll see. But get there if you can. It is a showdown. Today, instead of the, you know, real-life showdown like me and Jack or, you know, Eagles-Patriots or Eagles-Chiefs, we'll go to the fictional variety of showdowns, of which there have been many. Some in sports, many not in sports. Through the years in movies, shows, books, the whole deal. We ask you today at 215-592-9494 for the biggest and best fictional showdown of all time. Best answer whoever provides is going to win the tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Jody, what are you thinking? Fictional showdown. And by the way, for certain sports, I might say to you, movie one, movie two. Sometimes there's a...
I wonder what fictional sports movie you're
I'm just saying. Okay. MacMan, talk to me.
And it doesn't just have to be sports.
No, I think the winning answer is not sports.
Probably
mine
not.
Mine is not sports.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, and it's probably even debatable as to whether it's fictional or not.
Oh boy.
Some people might believe that this actually transpired. It's the and it fits my pal to the left here. It's David and Goliath.
There you go. Yeah, I think that counts.
We get into a very murky territory of real life or not.
Right.
Okay, it puts us in a bind.
It's debatable, if you went 51-49, I think fictional is going to top reality
in
this
one. I'm
glad you said instead of an audience member, so we don't actually have to judge it as a potential winning answer. Devin, a fictional showdown. Again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494, fictional showdown. What do you got, Devin?
The Avengers versus Thanos and the Infinity Stones.
He's inevitable.
Yeah.
Is that the
Avengers
one
Endgame?
At the very, very end?
Yes.
Well, and
it's several movies.
It's called Endgame.
Final.
Gotcha. Because I think that's the movie, I don't know if you remember, Ray, I had to watch for Angelo.
Yeah, you watched the one. And
it was like the 21st movie in an installment. I hadn't seen the first 20.
I hated it.
I had to take a quiz from Ava. Like, what are we doing here?
No, it's terrible.
All right, Seltzer, fictional showdown. What are you thinking?
I will stick with the theme of the day, and I will go the Bears versus the Yankees.
The Bad News Bears?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, Bad
Take
News
that
Bears.
That trophy and you know where to put
it. Yeah, that's right. All right, Rhea, fictional showdown. What are you thinking?
Since this showdown is so utterly ridiculous between you and Jack, I'm going to go with the Anchorman scene between a
great Ron's answer
team and the rival news team.
Vaughn.
Oh my, it's phenomenal.
Look, there's a lot of ways to go here. Again, sports or non-sports in the fictional sense. 215-592-9494. Look, me and Jack, it's not fictional at all. The umpire weighed in about it. What he said, umpire on with the afternoon guys yesterday. We'll get to that. Ben Davis in studio. He's been in a lot of competitions and a catcher, obviously. His perspective on this me versus Jack thing. Also, blame game, who he puts the blame on from yesterday's Phillies loss. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls and all the topics. And I'll ask again, for the 69% that say Jack will win, why do you say that? And for the 31% that think I will win, why do you say that? Talk to us, because those were our poll results yesterday. Jody Camera, Jody Mack, Devin Seltzer, and Rhea on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. Man, oh man, am I hoping to not visit them tomorrow if all my teeth get knocked out by Fritz today with a beaning to the head. But I know this. If they do, I know where to go. And that's PI Dental Center, because they are the best in the business. They're phenomenal. What they do. I'm sure they have treated a number of baseball players through the years. But most patients, obviously, are not baseball players that have been beaned, but people dealing with something on a more regular variety that affects them. For some people, it's pain. You know, the way the teeth have been set for years. Maybe even some self-esteem issues if you don't like the way you look. And if you have any of those issues, or less than those issues, get yourself to PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. Whether it's year-to-year maintenance or really fixing a big problem, they can truly fix you up. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you're struggling with your teeth in any way or just want year-to-year maintenance, get yourself to PI Dental Center in Fort Washington. Visit them on the website to start, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.